This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Peggy Harger, H-A-R-G-E-R, date of birth 9/12/1943. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is an urgent follow-up visit for Mrs. Harger with stage 3B chronic kidney disease with worsening creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. She was scheduled in early December for follow-up visit. However, creatinine level had increased to 1.61 October 4th of this year, which is the highest level that she's ever had. And it looks like it may be a progressive chronic kidney disease problem. Estimated GFR is 32 at this 1.61 creatinine. And the patient does not have any symptoms other than fatigue, but that is a chronic problem. Also some low back pain, which is most likely musculoskeletal because it's just above the pelvis in the low back area. She has, however, been using Advil over-the-counter 2 to 3 tablets several times a day for chronic back pain. And she had forgotten that oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs should not be used when people have chronic kidney disease. And she was reminded of that and also that Tylenol would be safe, but not oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And her husband is also present for this visit. Her weight is unchanged, and she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Also, chlorthalidone, 25 milligram daily. For her orthostatic hypotension, she takes midodrine, 5 milligram twice a day during the day. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. And she's on Novolog insulin per sliding scale with meals and other supplements. And aspirin is 325 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But also Advil, 2 to 3 tablets once or twice daily for her chronic back pain has been used regularly. And she's also on Lantus, Synthroid, Zocor, Metformin. Physical exam, weight is 156 pounds, pulse is 88, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. There's no CVA tenderness and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies, we're done 10-4 of 2024. The creatinine, as previously stated, 1.61. And the previous levels, 1.52, 1.45, 1.45, and 1.54. And that was August 17th of 23 with 1.54. Prior to that, her creatinines have been ranging between 1.1 and 1.4. So it appears that it's progressive with the higher creatinine level. We've asked her to repeat all labs in 1 month and to stop all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which the patient will do immediately. The creatinine may decrease somewhat, hopefully after the cessation of the oral NSAIDs, but we will continue to monitor those labs monthly, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. She'll also follow a strict low-salt diabetic diet and will avoid any new medications without checking with this practice first. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.